All right.
Yo.
Live from Philly, it's the Pauly and Tony Fusco Show.
Yo.
As always, Pauly Fusco here with Tony Fusco. Tony, another good guest today.
Yeah, you know, I had to practice saying his name a few times, but
you got it down. Pretty good. You got it down.
Yeah, I thought I did a good job. He's a good receiver, and you know, we're going to take it to him, just like everybody else.
We got a lot to throw at him. Yep. TJ Houshmandzadeh joining us. And you know, on that note, Tony, people are wondering, hey, they're saying, how are you getting all these good guests? How you doing it? Say, we're not doing anything. They're coming to us.
They come to us.
We'll give you a little inside baseball, people. A lot of these shows you watch, they got what's called a guest booker. I don't know what the hell these guys do all day.
Yeah, I don't know why you would have that. Every day I open up my email, you know, I log on, Hotmail, Excitemail, you know, everybody's there, Tony, please, Pauly and Tony, can we be on your show?
It's enough, one at a time, people.
We got a waiting list like a mile long.
Anyway, so TJ Houshmandzadeh, we're going to bring him on. We're going to talk a lot about, Ocho Cinco, whatever happened there. And, then we're going to spring a little surprise on him. But talking about surprises, Tony, we got a surprise for the people, you know, listening.
Yeah, we do.
We got another new segment for you people. Because, you know, when you do the sports talk show like this, you got to shake it up, right, Tony? Can't do the same thing over
and over. Yeah, you can't just do the same thing over and over again. You know, that's what they say is the definition of insanity. You do the same thing over and over.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, some of these sports show hosts, they do segments where they tell you what they got right and wrong. We don't need to do that because, you know, we're batting 100 here. So here's our new segment. Get ready for it. Where Pauly and Tony were right.
Where Pauly and Tony were right.
First one, Tony, the Eagles won in tremendous style over a competitive Cowboys team. And hey, we called it, right? We said it was going to happen. And here we go. Another statement win over a great team. Isn't that right, Tony?
Yeah, we did. You know, people don't want to give the Eagles credit. People are saying, oh, the Cowboys are terrible. They're a terrible franchise. Wrong.
No.
If you look up the world's most valuable franchises, guess who's number one? The Cowboys,
Numero uno.
Up there with the Lakers and some soccer team in Madrid or whatever. You know, that means that the Eagles now, we beat the Cowboys. So, Pauly, what does that mean?
That means the Eagles are now the most valuable franchise in sports. That's how it works. I mean, you know, you beat them.
Yep. To be the best, you got to beat the best.
What's more valuable than that? There you go. We're the best. All right.
Where Pauly and Tony were right.
All right, this next one up. You know, the Titans, they lost to the Bengals, and we totally called it, Tony, didn't we? We said, hey, without getting 6 weeks to prepare, you know, because they're all coming down with COVID, the Titans are going to lose, and here they are losing for the second week in a row. I mean, what does the record show, Tony?
Listen, when the Titans have COVID, they're 5-0. But when they don't, they're 0-2. So, you know, shouldn't they think about maybe getting COVID again? Pauly, I mean, that might be something to consider, right?
It's a great point. You know, I can see them this week, you know, instead of being on the practice field, you know, go to hospitals, sick wards, restaurants, you know, Ruby Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Go in there, you know, ask to be seated, you know, next to a party of nine.
Yeah, ask if you could get like a used fork from a customer, you know.
Ask them for some COVID, so hopefully you get that in that system and you win next week.
You know, do whatever it takes. Get some COVID. They got to get back in the win column.
In the COVID column, too.
Where Pauly and Tony were right.
All right, now, people are coming up to us, they're saying, hey, you said the Giants were going to beat the Bucks. However, that was before we knew that the Giants starting cornerback, Ryan Lewis, was placed on the injury list due to an injury. So, you know, that was a total game changer, right, Tony?
Yeah, you know, initially he was listed as questionable, but then they moved him to doubtful. So we were operating under incomplete information. So, you know, that one's a wash. You know, we take that
total
one out.
Total wash. Gotta move on. Can't count that.
Where Pauly and Tony were right.
You know, also, people are saying we were wrong about Tua because we said, you know, the Dolphins should keep Ryan Fitzpatrick at quarterback. But people, if you go back and listen to the tape from last week, that's not what we said at all. In fact,
play it.
Jay, cue it up. This is exactly what we said word for word last week. Ryan Fitzpatrick is
not
the right choice.
Tua is not a terrible quarterback.
So there you have it, people. That was us last week. And if you didn't hear it right, you know, that's on you.
You know, people, you got to, it's just like we always say, and we always say active listening.
Yeah.
You know, you're focused on driving, you're walking in the park, you're not listening.
Pay more attention.
Active listening.
That's on you, people.
Where Paulie and Tony were right.
All right, the Browns lost at home to the Raiders, and Tony, we called this one, didn't we? Right on the nose.
Yeah, we did. You know, we said that after the Odell injury, they were going to have a really shitty game, and they did. It was a shitty loss. You know, they had a lot of shit on their minds, Paulie.
Yeah, and a lot of shit on their chest, too, is what I heard. And, you know, they're steaming after the game. You know, they're steaming yep. right now. They knew they stunk
yeah.
for reasons both yeah, on the field
did.
And off.
They stunk bad.
You know, this team, it doesn't pass the eye test or the smell test.
Yeah, this was an easy one to predict.
Yeah, it's time to just flush the team down the toilet and not put it anywhere on your body.
I agree.
All right, so that wraps up another successful segment where Paulie and Tony were right.
Felt pretty good.
You know, we could keep going, but a guest is on the line. In fact, you know, he's been on the line for, what, 4 hours now, Tony?
Yeah, he called me this morning and he was like, is it okay if I just wait on hold? And I said, wait, it's only 6 a.m. He said, no, it's okay. I just want to wait. You know, I'm professional.
Let's just get him in here, not keep him waiting anymore. Let's get him on the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right, he's an 11-year NFL vet, former Pro Bowl wide receiver with the Bengals. Now he's a Fox Sports personality, and look at this. All right, he's getting in the podcast game. It looks like everybody's trying to do that now.
Yeah, they want to copy us.
Yeah, yeah. Two podcasts, Lemon Pepper Parlay and Up on Game, coming soon. All right, let's get him in. TJ Houshmandzadeh, welcome to the show.
Appreciate you, fellas. Thanks for having me, man. Let's rock and roll.
Well, hey, you're the one who called us up and begged us to do the show. So, you know, thank yourself.
Yeah.
Anyway, we do our research here, and we looked up your Wikipedia. And this is true. It says, and I quote, it says, Houshmandzadeh was called one of the NFL's most overrated players by many pundits. So that leads to this question. Has anyone ever taught you how to edit Wikipedia?
I think it was a typo. Just 4 words when they put over, I think they meant to put under. I think that was a big typo. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, yeah. That's exactly why we don't have, you know, a Paulie and Tony Fusco Wikipedia page. You know, I check it every day, make sure nobody puts up anything. So
while we're talking typos here, it says you dropped 39 passes in the 05 season. Is that a typo? Is that true?
Complete typo. I think it might have been 39 in my career. So I think another typo again, they put 05. I think they probably meant to put entirety.
Guess the people typing this stuff have slippery fingers just like you.
Yeah.
Hitting agendas. Yeah.
So TJ, you were on the Bengals from 2001 to 2008. And surprisingly, you don't have a criminal record. Did that ever make you feel like the odd man out in the Bengals locker room at that time?
It did. It did make me feel like the odd guy out. I felt like, let me go do something here. And then my better half said, nah, let's keep being the odd guy out.
Oh, what were you thinking of doing? You know, grand larceny, something like that?
It could have been anything. Just whatever would have got me in headlines. Whatever it may have been, let's do it.
Hey, well, the real stars know that you got to do whatever it takes to get people talking.
Yeah.
On that note, interesting fact about you. Chad Ochocinco was your teammate at Oregon State. Then he was your teammate again when you were with the Bengals. Did you ever turn to him and say, you know, stop being my teammate, you're ruining my life?
We've had that conversation, I'm a guess, 5-6 times. And each time we'd go back and forth. And we'd make up, like, you're ruining my life, but I think it's worth it. It's better for each other as well. So again, you know, you got to think rationally, and that's what we tried to do.
But weren't you jealous that, you know, he's taking yards away from you?
No. It's so many yards to go around. It's like a box of pizza, man. It's plenty of slices. You get a slice, I get a slice, he get a slice. So we're good to go.
Well, that's true on the Patriots, but you know, on a team like the Bengals, isn't it different?
No, you have to look at the stats.
Yeah. You mean the drop passes?
Catches, touchdowns. You know, so it's give and take. You got to get what you can get. You know, beggars cannot be choosers. And so you take what you can get.
That's true. Now, we all know Chad Johnson was number 85, so he changed his name to Ocho Cinco. You were number 84. Did you ever think of changing your name to Ocho Cuatro? Because that would have been a lot better.
I did. You got to do it officially. And so that's a lot of paperwork, a lot of hassle. So I did. It was just in practice, it had it on the back, and I wasn't able to wear that same jersey in the game. So, the team saw it, but the general public, they didn't get a chance to see that. So, hey, yeah.
Oh, you're saying this jersey's out there.
Well, you know how it is with practice jerseys, man. They probably destroy them or take it right on off, man. But it might be somewhere out there in a Paul Brown Stadium. You probably can find it somewhere.
eBay?
Yeah.
If it is on eBay, what is it going for? About $700? What you think? Or $70 or 70 cents? Which one?
I think now you're talking a little more realistically there. I didn't want to burst your bubble.
Yeah.
Now, TJ, you played with Carson Palmer for part of your career. Where do you rank him all time among Bengals quarterbacks? Because as we know, the Bengals have a very rich history at quarterback. Boomer Esiason, John Kitner, David Klingler, Andy Dalton. But, I don't even have Palmer cracking the top five. Do you?
You left out Scott Mitchell. I mean, it's the Jeff Blake.
Oh, so man, you're going way down. I mean, is Carson Palmer's riding the practice squad here?
He'd be lucky to crack the top 10. So I think you were.
That's what we've been saying.
You were doing them a favor.
So are you saying, you'd take Arnold Palmer at quarterback before Carson Palmer?
Arnold Palmer, Jeff Palmer. George Palmer, any Palmer, Jordan Palmer, any Palmer we can come up with, we're going to take.
Looks like we're going to have to make some edits to Carson Palmer's Wikipedia page, too.
Man.
Now, let's go to this week. The Titans played your Bengals. Now, we mentioned this earlier. When the Titans had COVID, they went 5-0. But when they didn't have COVID, they went 0-2.
Yep.
Do you think that means they should go back to, getting COVID?
If it means getting W's, you got to do what you got to do. So if they take another L the COVID, they probably need to do, because as we know, winning isn't everything. It's the only thing. And so if that's going to get you a W, you got to do what you got to do, baby.
Makes sense.
Well, on that note, that leads to a little bit of a bone we have to pick with you. Tony, tell him what we got.
Yeah, so in week 17 of the 2004 season, the regular season was pretty much over. The Eagles were 13-2, already on their way to the Super Bowl, but your Bengals were 8-7, already out of it, and your team decided to treat it like a real game and wound up winning 38-10. And not only that, but you had the balls to catch a TD pass in that game.
Yep.
Do you ever feel like your touchdown should be taken out of your career stats because it's a joke and was very disrespectful?
Now that you say that, it is quite a meaningless touchdown. It really is. But should it be taken out? Absolutely not. They actually need to add a couple more that I probably should have. Meaningless, of course. Taken away? No.
No. See, you're admitting it yourself. Hey, come on. We're giving you this chance to come clean. Would you like to take this opportunity right now, save your face, formally apologize to Eagles fans and your own fans for showing such poor sportsmanship?
Hey, speaking of Wikipedia, why don't y'all go ahead and edit that and add me about 3 or 4 more career touchdowns, because that's probably what I should have.
No. You know what we're going to add? We're going to add the day TJ Ocho Cuatro got kicked off the show. Because guess
today.
What, 84? You're getting 86. You're out of here. Ocho Cease. Goodbye. Learn to be a little more respectful.
We're going to put that on Wikipedia.
Wait, hang up the phone. Jay, hang up the
Jay,
phone. Why is he still on?
It's been my pleasure then, guys. Wow. How rude can you be?
Jay, your hands are as sloppy as a TJ Hoosman's out of here.
Fusco Satellite Network.
Is he
Jay,
off the line?
When we tell you to hang up, I can't believe we got to do this every week.
I should get a defensive back to take your place, because maybe then you'll be able to shut him down.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on,
Jay.
Look, as always, we can't let that get to us, because we got business to do, important business. Look, you know, we know this is a stressful time for many people. You know, maybe not for me and Tony because, you know, the Eagles are in first place and, you know, totally dominant. So we got nothing to worry about there.
Yeah.
But other people do have many stresses on their mind right now. And that's why we're going to tell you about a wonderful product that can help lower and reduce your anxiety. Paulie and Tony's CBD oil. Made from the finest essential oils. Olive oil, castor oil, all your favorite oils. And let me tell you people, it works so perfectly. Tony, tell them your experience with this wonderful product we've created.
One time, I hurt my arm playing in a stickball game on Spruce Street. And then I went to my Aunt Marie's house and she said, Tony, what's wrong with your arm? I said, I hurt it during the game and I don't have any ibuprofen. Marie said, forget ibuprofen. Here, try this. And it was a little bottle of CBD oil. I said, Marie, what is that? She said, this is the latest in in-pocket therapy, CBD. And I said, what is CBD? And she said, this is an oil that works like a miracle. Sometimes when my boyfriend Nunzio and I go for too long, he starts to experience some chafing and discomfort down there. And all I have to do is put some CBD on it and the pain is gone. And then Nunzio winked at me and then Marie winked at me. I said, if it's good enough for Nunzio and his cock, then surely it's good enough for my arm. And then I figured, why not make this ourselves?
And that was the inspiration. Just as New Jersey legend Thomas Edison once said, inspiration is 110% perspiration. So there you go, people. Paulie and Tony's CBD oil. If you want a bottle, as always, just text Tony. Yeah. He'll come down and meet you behind the dumpster next to the Wawa. And we'll see you there. All right, there you go. That's our ad, Tony.
That was a good read.
All right, we got a little time left, Tony, so why don't we give the people NFL predictions for the upcoming week?
You know, let's do it. We're on a roll. We're about 38-2 on the season. Let's get into it.
All right, let's do it. Thursday night game, Packers at 49ers.
Green Bay has Aaron Rodgers, and I'm not sure who else, but I know that the Niners are going to be missing Jimmy G. They're going to be missing George Skittles. And so I love the Packers here, 35-17.
I got to be honest, Tony. I think this game's going to be a blowout. I'd rather watch what Jimmy G's going to be watching during the game. You know, Red Tube, X-Hamster,
yeah.
Lobster Tube. You know, that's the playbook he's going to be studying. I go with Packers 38, 49ers 7, Jimmy G a good night. All right, Patriots at Jets.
You know, Bill Belichick said that the Jets are better this year than they were last year. It shows that he has a lot of respect, and he knows that because he watches the tapes of their practice very carefully. Having said that, the Jets are still the worst team I've ever seen in my life. I like the Patriots to take it to them 17-13.
You know what I'd like to do for this game is time travel back about 5 years to when it would actually be good. The only question in this game is, you know, is everyone going to get COVID from Cam Newton? I got the Patriots pulling out a squeaker 12-9. That's not the final score. That's the number of players coming down with COVID.
Yep.
Giants at Washington.
The battle for the NFC East, the most competitive division in the NFL, rages on. This is going to come down to the wire. I do like Washington squeaking this out, getting revenge on the G-men. Washington 12, Giants 10.
What you have here is, you know, Washington football team versus Giants, barely a football team by any definition. I see this one as a legendary battle between two great offenses that will result in a score of Washington 6, Giants 2. All right, Texans at Jaguars. Is that even going to be on TV? Are they even showing that game?
I don't think it's on TV, so I'm not going to watch
let's
it.
Let's just move on then.
Yeah.
All right, Steelers at Cowboys.
I'm going to watch this game because the Dallas Cowboys, led by Benny DiNucci, Big Bad Benny, might quit at halftime, which has never been done in the NFL before. I think the Steelers are going to take it to them 62-7.
When you think of all-time great contract moves, Dak getting that injury was the smartest move. You know, people are saying his agent's an idiot. No, this guy's a genius.
Smart.
In fact, I should just fake an injury so I can just, you know, get raises out of people. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell our podcast network, I'm going to say, hey, sorry, people. I got laryngitis. I can't do the show. Watch. The sponsors will come rolling in, waiting. You'll say, please, please. We'll give you thousands, yep. Millions. Do it.
It's a good idea.
On that note, I got the Steelers winning 46-8. All right, then Saints at Bucks.
As was reported by our sources, Antonio Brown is now living at Tom Brady's house. And when Tom Brady takes the field, he's not going to know what to do because he's going to be wondering, did Antonio Brown leave the stove on? Did he change my temperature settings from 74 degrees to 77 degrees? This is going to be a problem for Tom Brady and the Bucs offense. I see them losing at home against the Saints 27-10.
Basically, what you got here is you got two old quarterbacks going at it. Frankly, if I'm going to watch two old people go at it, I'd rather watch your Aunt Marie and Nunzio and their CBD oil with the chafing. All right. Well, that wraps up predictions, and that wraps up the show. We're not going to thank TJ Houshmandzadeh, are we, Tony?
No way. He didn't apologize to the Eagles fans and his own fans for that classless touchdown in 2005.
You know, if there's anything he should apologize for, it's tying up our phone lines, waiting on hold that long.
Yeah, we had a lot of people trying to call in that couldn't get in because he was hogging up the line.
Terrible. Anyway, remember to subscribe. Remember to follow us on Facebook, Twitter. Look up the Fusco Show. Get that live in-game analysis that we give you free of charge.
Yep.
And good job as always, Tony.
Same to you as always, Paulie. Another flawless show.
Yep. All right. We'll see you people next week. Bye.
See ya.